In his new book, Just Food, James E. McWilliams challenges popular wisdom, myth, and misinformation about the fresh and local food movement. McWilliams writes that no single concept unites the locavore movement more powerfully than food miles, the distance our food travels before we eat it. He says that the concept of food miles is flawed on many levels.
The first thing I would say is that there are many good things to come from eating local, and you know, the book is not designed to take down the movement. It's designed to simply say, look, we can't be fundamentalist about eating locally, mainly because it's not always the case that locally produced food is more efficiently produced food. And I really come at the issue from an environmental perspective. And if, you know, we're eating a completely locally based diet in a place that has severe water problems, well, that may not be the most efficient way to acquire your food. And so what I try to do is to redirect the emphasis away from distance. I think there's this kind of obsession that we're developing with distance that, is healthy to a point, and I think we've in many ways crossed the line. What I try to do is get consumers to think about not so much where their food comes from, but what they are eating and how what they are eating was produced. So, you know, if you're buying a diet, if you're buying food to support a diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables, very low in meat, and very low in processed foods, in some ways, it doesn't matter where it's coming from, and in other ways, it actually might be more efficient to buy that produce from places where that produce, you know, grows more naturally and thus has to be imported. So I think when we focus too much on keeping things close to home, we miss a lot of opportunities to achieve real environmental gains in our diet.
Staying with this topic, there's this strategy of evaluating energy called a life cycle assessment, or LCA, which you write has received a scant attention in the mainstream press. You say LCAs are essential to understanding why a food miles litmus test is an inadequate measure of our food's environmental impact. How so?
Well, again, the emphasis, a life cycle assessment is sort of like, it's kind of like taking a full physical. It's like it evaluates every aspect of that goes into the production and processing and transportation of food. And what most of these studies have found is that transportation is really a very minor cost, at least in terms of energy. And, you know, we've put all this emphasis on buying food locally to reduce our carbon footprint, when in fact transportation accounts for about 10% of the overall energy input into the production of an average food. So where's the energy sink? It's in production. And this is what a life cycle assessment really analyzes, is how is this food produced and what kind of energy inputs went into the production of this food. So for example, if lamb is pasture fed, which is extremely low impact, and shipped across the world to consumers, it may very well, and in fact, a study has shown that it's more efficient to buy that lamb that's pasture-fed from the other side of the world because the production is so low impact than it would be to buy locally grown lamb that was fed a grain-based diet or produced under industrial conditions. And that example is not an anomaly. There are a number of studies that have shown that, you know, transportation is often irrelevant to the overall energy impact of a particular food. It's how the food was produced that really matters. I mean, you compare hothouse grown tomatoes that are local versus, you know, naturally grown tomatoes that come from the other side of the world, and once again, the transportation is really negligible.
Now we're speaking again with James E. McWilliams. He's the author of the just published book, Just Food. One last question along these lines, James, and that is that you write that some people are questioning whether a local food system enhances the integrity of a community.
Well, this is one of those, it seems to be the conventional wisdom that by supporting local food systems, you are strengthening the community. But, you know, the evidence for this is largely anecdotal. And so what I am really wondering is, you know, given that food is such a divisive issue, you know, is it possible that these local systems might, in fact, be community enhancing, but only for a very small group of people? And that small group of people has, of course, been very pleased with what they have developed. But interpreting a really relatively small aspect of community development and saying that this is the community as a whole. And so I'm a little worried about a kind of, gosh, it's such a loaded term, but the elitism involved in this kind of claim. And, you know, I know enough about food to know that it causes as many fights as it does bringing people together. So really I raise that issue as a genuine question because there's so little evidence actually supporting that claim. And, you know, this is a very, very common argument that locavores make is we need to keep the food system local because it just strengthens the community. And frankly, I'm just trying to quite honestly figure out what that means.
Right.